Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: HIIT versus LISS cardio workouts. When it comes to the fitness industry, we absolutely love acronyms. There is DOMS. Did a podcast on that. Delayed onset muscle soreness, that crazy soreness you get after doing a new routine, something for the first time, or a particularly hard workout. There's EPOC, a little more advanced. That stands for excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. So it actually should be EPOC. They keep that extra E out of there. And that's the afterburn you get from things like high-intensity interval training that I'll talk about quickly. And there's VO2 max, which is volume and oxygen, your maximum amount that you can take in. So HIIT versus LISS, great topic for a quick fit tip. When it comes to cardiovascular exercise, there are two really popular forms. There is LISS, and there is the ever more popular HIIT. And many people don't even know of LISS, and it's the most popular. Well, again, we need to make acronyms in the fitness world. So what are they and what's the difference? So LISS, low intensity steady state. So that is what the vast majority of people are doing. That is your walking. That is your recreational swimming. That is getting on the elliptical and putting on your music or a show and just go nice and easy, longer duration, low intensity, steady state. So you pick kind of a speed, a resistance, and you just stay there, right? One of my favorite myths about LISS is that it makes you fat. You know, it's a great article, why your cardio is making you fat, that there's some miraculous metabolic dysfunction that happens when you perform cardio at a steady state. And the people who actually have a little bit of information will add to that or give as the reason that you are eating more after or whatever. But if you are raising your heart rate, if you are moving, you are burning calories. So then there's high intensity interval training. All the rage has been for years now. And the definition is obviously in the breakdown of the acronym, high intensity interval training. Now, I just tweeted out a couple days ago because I saw yet another workout. Someone posted, a fitness person on social media, this HIIT workout. Now, this is not anything other than pointing out what it is. The vast majority, and I would say from what I've seen that comes across my feed, 90 to 95% of the HIIT workouts that are put out there, the videos, aren't HIIT. High intensity. So they are not high intensity. And that's the difference, is that low intensity steady state is just that. It's low intensity steady state. High intensity means you are up there. It's relatively uncomfortable. But the great news is that you don't do, nor could you do, a long interval, a long work interval when you are truly at a high intensity. So many of those HIIT workouts that are being put out there, they're just circuit training workouts that are kind of fun, kind of complex. And that's one of the problems, is people try to make them as unique as possible, diminishing the efficacy, the effect of the workout itself, because you're doing like 9 moves at the same time. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it generally doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Doesn't get the heart rate up where it needs to be for a high intensity. There's still value, but call it what it is. And it's not high intensity interval training. All right. If you want to know what high intensity interval training truly is, one of the experts that I had on a while back, Dr. Michelle Olson. She's PhD. This is her area of expertise, of research. So listen to that podcast. It is so rarely done right. So there is value to both. So the common question is, which is better? Like everything else in fitness, it's not better, it's different. And you need to do both. And I have a very simple, yet I would argue, intelligent way of approaching list versus HIIT workouts. When you have more time, you do low intensity steady state because you can't do an hour of HIIT training. And I frequently use as an example, I was asked to take a group cycling class at a certain boutique fitness club, and I did. And we tried to do almost an hour of Tabata. So HIIT often comes from Tabata, which was a 20-second all-out effort followed by a 10-second effort. It was done 8 times for a 4-minute workout. And there were huge benefits. 4 minutes. Warm up, cool down, but 4 minutes. We did an hour. And I realized that the instructor, I think, was just confused. The person thought we were supposed to do 8 of the 4-minute intervals. You can't do it. So my point is, when you have less time, that is the perfect time to do a HIIT workout. 10, 15, 20 minutes, even 5 minutes. 4 minutes was the Tabata protocol, but it was lung-searingly hard, above 150% of their max. So the shorter the workout, the harder the interval. The longer the workout, the easier you can and should go. And most types of cardio and cardio equipment allow you to do both. So if you have a treadmill, you can do a list workout and a HIIT workout. If you have an elliptical, a little harder, hopefully if you have the upper body part to add more muscle groups in. But it's not the equipment, it's how you use it. Which is why when someone asks me, getting ahead of myself, but let's just throw it in there, what's the best piece of cardio equipment? It's the one you use frequently and correctly and at the right intensity. Swimming, for most people, is low intensity, but that doesn't mean a hardcore, you know, true swimmer can't get in there and hammer out some intervals. So it's how you use it. And you get different benefits from both, which again is why you should do both. Low intensity, steady state, the walks you do, the times you get on that elliptical and just throw on, you know, Netflix and binge watch a show or two. And then there's a time where you might, you know, have an instructor you follow on social media who truly knows what a HIIT workout is, and it's short enough, and you get that heart rate up there, and you recover. You need to go hard, you need to go super easy, and you need to go home, as I say. So it's staying out of the gray zone when we're talking about HIIT workouts. There's value to going easy, to even being in that gray zone occasionally if you want. And then doing the shorter workouts with the intervals. So there you have it. Low intensity, steady state. No intervals. You're just going. And that's really enjoyable. You have those days where you're like, I'm putting on my music and I'm going for a bike ride, indoors or out. And then you have those days you got some stress. You got less time. You want to really work out some internal stuff. Bang out those intervals. But there's value to both. And I'm not going to get into the deep physiology of that, but we're talking about mitochondrial density, capillary density, things like that. Low intensity, steady state. And then that EPOC, the post-exercise oxygen consumption, well, you get that from HIIT. You don't get that from low intensity, steady state. Doesn't make it better, makes it different. Okay, so do both. Do both, and you will be happier and healthier. All right? Please rate the show if you have not and subscribe as well if you have not. You can reach out to me. Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and Instagram, Tom H. Fit. Love hearing from you. Ideas, feedback, questions. You can also go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Simply the best information that you can use. That's my goal. That's my goal. Give you the best information that you can use, that you will use, so you can make the best choices. One of the main reasons you have not achieved your goals is because you're following bad information. You can't possibly get there.
When you follow the right information, really good things happen. Give it time. All right, there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.